Go home and tell thy friends. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. The maniac was healed. The clothed man was in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now you know how a great sign it is when a man is truly converted, is that he is clothed in a nation of nakedness today, and in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus, wanting to be his disciple and learning of him. Jesus had healed this man and said, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. A sure sign of a saved man is obedience to the Lord and a desire for obedience. Albeit it will not be perfect always, but there's a desire there to obey him. My sheep know me. They follow me. They hear his voice. For we cannot call him Lord, Lord, and do not the things which he says. We follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. But the Lamb gave him his marching orders and had compassion on his loved ones and said, Go tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and that God had compassion on thee. What a powerful testimony that man had that was possessed of a legion of devils and then delivered. He meets Jesus and the devils are gone. Jesus casts them out and he is free, free at last. So then he goes to his friends and obeys the Lord. He begins to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. Oh, come and listen to a story, he said, that I have to tell you about how God delivered my soul, how he freed me from sin, self, and the devil. The same compassion he was shown, he was able to show others and tell them what Jesus did for him. It says that afterwards he published it. I believe this means just like a newspaper. Only the printing press was his voice, and he thundered out the truth so everyone would know what Jesus did for his soul. Do you have a story like that to tell? Have you published it to your friends? Have they read your epistle? Do they know you belong to Jesus? Do they know what great things the Lord hath done for thee, and how he had compassion on thee? This is the day of good tidings. We do not well to hold our peace, said the lepers that found the food when the whole nation of Israel was famished. There is a famine today of real Christians who publish the truth in their own Decapolis. They publish the glad tidings of the Lord. They show men the compassion that God has had for their soul. Wonder of wonders that Jesus loves me. Publish it. And men will marvel the same way they marveled at the maniac Gadara. Is not your testimony just as great as his? Were you not dead in trespasses and sins? Were you not in bondage to this world? Were you not in bondage to sin? Were you not in bondage to self completely? The chains were wrapped about you, and you could do nothing to get loose, and there was a legion of enemies against you. But God, who is rich in mercy, with his great love wherewith he loved us, sent forth his only begotten Son to die on the cross for your sins, and was buried and rose again from the dead. And God led you to his Son, Jesus Christ, and as the Spirit wooed you and showed you your need for the gospel, Jesus came and delivered you and set the captives free, and he gave you power over sin, self, and the devil, never more to be in bondage, never more to be in the clutches of the wicked one. Now 1,000 enemies cannot stand before you because of the Spirit of God that is in you. Now then, you have a story to tell that's just as great as the maniacs. Tell it, publish it in Decapolis. Publish it in your Decapolis. Tell men that you were saved by Jesus Christ. Tell them of the deliverance. This world needs a deliverer. This world, these people need to be delivered. They are lost and dead in their sins. Go tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee.